Today's daf was Beitzah daf Tes. At the bottom of the daf Chesam and Beis, the Gemara started to discuss if a person shechted a bird on Erev Yantiv, so the rabbi holds you're not allowed to do the Kisei Adam on Yantiv, and if a person made a dough on Erev Yantiv, you are allowed to be Mafresh Chala on Yantiv. But Avu the Shmuel held, no, even if you made a dough on Erev Yantiv, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Chala on Yantiv. So the Gemara first thought that Shmuel disagreed with his own father, because Shmuel holds that Chala Schut starts, you're allowed to be Ochel V'Holich V'Acharkach Mafresh. Hafrash is not a tikkun at all to the challah, and therefore you should be allowed to do it on Yantiv because you're even allowed to eat it before you do the afrasha. So Gemara says, no, it's still considered a tikkun because when you do a kriyas shem, that does matter on the challah. Then the Mishnah on Tesamad Aleph has a machlokes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel about moving a ladder on Yantiv. Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to move a ladder from one shovach to another shovach. You're only allowed to lean it from one to the other, but not allowed to actually move it. And Beis Hillel holds you're even allowed to move the ladder. So there are two versions of what they might be arguing about. First version is that they're only arguing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabin, where it's going to look bad, where potentially it could look like a person is trying to redo his roof, and Beis Hillel holds, nah, no one's going to think that. But in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, everyone would hold its mutter, because no one's going to think anything when you're in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Aye, what about the fact that he called over Shasucham Mishamar Sayin, Afil Bechad Vichadar Masvid, that anything that's Asr, because it's going to look bad, you're not even allowed to do in private? Well, that's a Machlokas Tanaim, so that's not such a big deal if we go against that sheet that Marisayan is us or even in private. The second version of the Machlokas is that the Machlokas is only in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, everyone is going to hold that it's Asir. Then we have a Braisa on Amud Beis that tells us that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both Moda, that you're allowed to move a ladder in the first place. You're allowed to be Molech a Sulam from one Shovach to another. The whole Machlokas is only about putting it back. Beis Shammai holds Ein Machzirin, and Beis Hillel holds you're even allowed to put it back. But that's only by a sulam shel shovach, but not a sulam shel aliyah. If it's a ladder that they use to fix roofs, so that's much worse because then it looks very, very bad. The Gemara tells us two versions of some sort of story where the B'nai Rabbi Chiya went to a town, and Rabbi Chiya said, "Nu, did you have any good shailas when you went to that town?" And they said, "Yeah, we had the following shaila, and we said that it was mutter." And Rabbi Chiya said, "Well, you better go turn right back around and go back there and tell them that you made a mistake, that it's really aser." See, either it was about about moving a sulam in the first place, sulam shel aliyah. Or it was the second version of the story was what was the second version? I forgot already. But okay, there are two versions of the story. What was about was the Ikadami Amalo Hitwe Sulam Shalia Baliadenu, right? That was about leaning the ladder from one to the other, from one place to the other, not about moving the ladder from one place to the other. In any case, whatever they said, Rabbi Chiya made them go back and backtrack on what they had said. Now our Gemara points out that from our mission over here, it sounds that when it comes to Simchas Yantiv, Beis Shammai is more machmir. That when it comes to potentially getting a bird that you could eat for lunch on Yantiv, Beis Shammai says, no, you're not allowed to move a ladder to get such a bird. The machmir in Simchas Yantiv, and Beis Hillel's Mekel, Beis Hillel says, no, for Simchas Yantiv, you're allowed to move a ladder. Yet we had a mission at the very beginning of the Masechta, where Beis Shammai is the one that says that if you shech l'chaya enof on Yantiv, Yachbar b'dekar v'yichase, you could dig in and do Kisei Adam. So Beis Shammai was the Mekel on Simchas Yantiv, and Beis Hillel was the machmir. So why is it that they switch shitos in our Mishnah? So one possibility is Mechlefes HaShita, they talk us with shitos. The other possibility is they didn't switch shitos. It's not an issue of one of them, of them both agreeing that we have an Issur D'Rabbanan here, and the factor of Simchas Yantiv going against the Issur D'Rabbanan and deciding which one should win. Where in one case Beis Shammai is more machmir and Simchas Yantiv and Beis Hillel is more mekel, and the other case it's reversed. No, in the case in any case where someone's going to allow for Simchas Yantiv is going to allow violate what seems like a violation of something, it's because the violation is actually not a violation at all. It's not a violation of any din d'rabbanan. Beis Shammai holds that when you have a shovel in the ground, there's no violation whatsoever of Yantiv, not d'rabbanan, not d'oraisa. So therefore, of course, Simchas Yantiv is going to win in that case. Beis Hillel holds over here that it's not a violation of Maris Hayin at all to move the ladder from one place to another. Shovcha yuchiach lav. Everyone will realize what you're doing. So there's no violation whatsoever. And that's why Beis Hillel was mekel, so to speak, on the Simchas Yantiv, because there's nothing being sacrificed for that Simchas Yantiv. Then the Gemara is going to go on to quote four other places where it seems that the Shitos of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are reversed.